So let's kick right off with Leander Bassompierre on the African continent. Always great to have a conversation with you. Coming to us live. You are coming to us live from Abidjan, right?
Yes, okay, I'm back home.
Sorry, I just spotted on the thing. I just spotted Angolan number and I was like, Aibo. Okay, my bad. Cool. So we talked about, we played the clip about Hotel Rwanda's hero, who has now been convicted for 25 years, Mr. Paul Rusesabagina, who was the hero that Don Cheadle played. Tell us a bit more about the story, Leanne, because we're a little skeptical here.
Yeah, and in his family as well, they're calling it a sham that, you know, he went from hero to villain. You know, he was obviously praised and very well loved after the movie came out. But when he started criticizing the Kagame regime more and more, this story then emerged in 2018-2019. With the government or the state saying that he's guilty of backing a rebel group behind the deadly attacks in 2018-2019. So he's effectively been sentenced to 25 years for terrorism. So it's an interesting case. The U.S., of course, where he is a resident, they've come out and said that they are concerned by this ruling. I don't think it's the last that we've heard of it. There will be some kind of, I guess, you know, Kagame has been there for a long time, Rwandans, and he's been seen as the darling. But in recent years, he has received a lot of flak for his human rights record in the country and lack of opposition, the media not being as open as what it should be. And so there will be some backlash, I'm sure, in Rwanda and elsewhere on the continent and across the globe.
Leon, is there any indication as to, I mean, was he sort of apprehended on a trip to Rwanda? Was he, because Belgian citizenship, US residency, and the way that vaccines are going, I wouldn't have been in Rwanda at this time.
No, it's my understanding that he was apprehended. It's quite some time. This process has taken quite some time now. But it was while he was in Europe, actually. So even though he was resident in the U.S., he was apprehended while he was in Europe.
That's very interesting, actually.
It's an interesting turn of events. Yes. But yeah.
All righty. Ghanaian business leaders are pledging to support the economy despite the coup. I mean, you'll forgive me that I chuckle every time. A coup is a very serious thing. I can't get the photo of the president on the sofa.
Yeah, but don't waste a crisis to make money,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
But it's great that don't waste a good crisis. But it's good that they are, are supporting. We had the coup leaders last week meeting with mining companies that, of course, Guinea being one of the major bauxite producers in the world. So there was some concern that there would be problems there. The coup, of course, have not really given a list of who the interim government will be. We've seen on Guinean TV a spokesperson of sorts in Amara Kamara. We know who the leader is, you know, snazzy soldier with very dark sunglasses that he refuses to take off. And they said, well, in the days to come, they will be announcing who the so-called cabinet is. So we are waiting for more details on that. And of course, ECOWAS going in there last week, President Alassane Ouattara from Ivory Coast and the Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo trying to enforce that elections take place in 6 months. But, you know, Mali had a coup more than 1 year ago and they did the same thing, and still elections are unlikely to take place in February. So they seem to be going a lot harder on Guinea, but, you know, remains to be seen whether elections will take place in the next 6 months.
Okay. And then Zambia's, you know, if you're surrounded by enough nonsense, you get rewarded for swimming as a fish. Zambia's president, Hichilema, is being praised for traveling to the UN General Assembly with a lean team.
He just can't seem to do anything wrong for the moment. So I think he's lapping up all the attention. But he, just before flying to the UN General Assembly, he released a statement saying that just like we promised before taking office, we will be more prudent. We will ensure prudent management of public resources. So he's traveled with just two ministers to the UN General Assembly on a commercial flight on Qatar Airways from the Zambian capital, Lusaka. And of course, Twitter members say, yeah, if it was the Zambian president, not the Zambian, the Zimbabwean president, rather, or the Malawian president, they would be taking a whole plane full of hangers on.
Right.
So, Twitter having a bit of a ball with that one.
Speaking of, did you see that viral photo of Hichilema's cabinet? It's just gray suits, gray suits, gray suit, gray suit, gray suit, gray suit, elderly man, gray suit, elderly, elderly, elderly. So yeah, he's not winning on that front for me, but yes, in other areas.
No.
Alrighty. Well, we'll catch up about more of that going into next week. Thank you so much, Leanne. I hope the training continues to go very well for Cape Town Marathon.
Weeks, less than 4 weeks now.
What?
Yeah, it's the 17th of October. So, we're on the decline in terms of the mileage now, which is quite nice.
Nice. The tapering. All right. Thanks so much, Leanne. We'll catch up with you next week.